Well, folks, just about 11:30.
The small lobby inside the Pierce County Courthouse, filled with aging farmers in worn, torn denim, and the next generation in sports shirts and cargo shorts. The suit and tie attorney from Omaha kind of stood out.
We're here today pursuant to published notice of trustee sale. Property described in that published notice is to be sold to the highest bidder today, starting at 11.
He was there representing the trustee of the Pierce Elevator, Citizens Bank. After the elevator defaulted on its $4 million in loans, the bank was selling off the land and grain bins.
The beneficiary submits an opening bid of $392,000. Do I have any competing bids?
Regulators from the Nebraska Public Service Commission shut it down last spring. The bank called in a loan and found the elevator didn't have the cash to meet its obligations. Farmers who trusted a local business run by neighbors lost millions.
This time of year, the elevator in Foster probably would have started to be pretty busy. There is nothing going on here. There are a lot of flies. There are some small piles of grain that are rotting, giving off a really unpleasant smell. The Public Service Commission came in and removed all the grain weeks ago.
Oh, I think there's some pretty upset people. I mean, you take $100,000 to $300,000 away from somebody, you just don't make that overnight. It's going to be tough.
Jim Moss, a Pierce County commissioner, watched the elevator auction unfold from the doorway of the clerk of the court's office. He said there was not much of a safety net for his neighbors.
It's too bad the laws aren't made to protect the people from something like this or some insurance that they should carry.
Nearly everyone recognizes little can protect farmers when a Nebraska grain handling operation goes down the tubes. John Moret lives one county west of Pierce. He works with his family-owned grain storage and sales operation.
Nobody likes it. I mean, unfortunately, we see one about every 2 or 3 years. It drives the industry crazy. It's a black eye.
Moret says state law requires every licensed grain warehouse carry a surety bond.
The bond's going to set aside so many dollars that the elevator's going to have to put up. It basically says in an event of a default, that bond will be split up among the people that had a shortfall.
But the highest bond required in Nebraska covers only $500,000 worth of losses, far less than disappeared in Pierce. Some would like to see bonds with higher values and more protection. The grain dealers have been reluctant to go along.
If it's a $5 million, you would have to have a $5 million bond to get everybody cleaned up. That becomes expensive and really cost prohibitive for the elevator to do.
Moret serves on the board of the Nebraska Grain and Feed Association. That group has advocated for a state-run program, indemnity funds, or farmer-funded grain insurance.
The indemnity fund is actually money taken out of a corn check from the producer, put in a separate fund that could be to $20 or $25 million total, and that money is just there in case of a shortfall like this. But it all goes back to the farmer if in event of a default.
Similar programs in Iowa and Illinois do require elevators, not farmers, pay for the insurance. That's an important distinction. Nebraska elevator operators would like to see the grain producers, the farmers, buy the insurance.
In Nebraska, that every time that has come up, there hasn't been a whole lot of support for trying to do something like that.
Jay Rempe oversees government relations for the Nebraska Farm Bureau. He's heard some farmers ask why they should pay into a fund they may never need. He also questions if it might increase the risk for grain customers.
An elevator might, knowing that they've got a backup, if you will, that a farmer could go collect from, they might engage in more risky behavior in the marketplace than otherwise would because they know that there's this fund that could back them up.
The terms of the sale are as follows. Unless otherwise agreed,
the courts are the last avenue to get even a little bit of money back. The bank that loaned the elevator $3 million has one lawsuit on file. It now holds the deed on the property since no other buyers stepped forward at the auction.
Third and last call. No competing bids. Sale is final. Sold to the beneficiary for $392,000. Thank you, everybody. We'll reconvene.
For Nebraska farmers, the question is whether any new buyer will keep the operation running and an essential Main Street business. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Bill Kelly.